In any case, like Tosis in Beta says, Tosis in Beta says that Betcher and Kalim are considered
Mishmuel. It doesn't say. Right, it doesn't say. Zot Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Machlokes, where is this machlokes in the Mishnah? Shenishbru Me'erev Shabbos. The machlokes is if the kli, the chair, or the glass broke Erev Shabbos. The Ma'as Sovar, the Tanakama, Me'ein Malachtanin, Me'ein Malach Acheres Loi. Now this is Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's Machman says that if you want to use the broken glass on Shabbos, it has to be used to mekabel something. If it can't be mekabel, you can't use it for the first purpose, it's neilut, it's awesome. Well, Ma'as Sovar, no, afilu Me'ein Malach Acheres. No, even though now the broken glass can't be used to be mekabel to receive some liquid, you can only use it to cover a bottle, that's also still called a kli. Avo nishbru b'Shabbos, but let's say the kli broke on Shabbos itself, then divrei hakol mutar. That's what the first one. That's what Yehuda wanted to say. Everybody holds that it's mutar to touch it on Shabbos. Why? Hoyelu mechonon agav yavin. About at the beginning of Shabbos, this kli had a shame kli. It was a big jar. It was a big chair. It had a shame kli. It's mutar. See, even though later on in Shabbos it breaks, and now the pieces are not usable at all. But since at the beginning of Shabbos it had a shem kli, it never loses the shem kli. That's what Yehuda wanted to say. If at the beginning of Shabbos it was a kli, it's always mutter. When do we say it has to have some purpose to use it? Only if it broke on Friday. So at the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't a kli. Just if it could be used for some purpose, it still retains the shem kli. Rashi, oil mechonam agav yavin, kishakidish hayoyim. At the beginning of Shabbos it had a shem kli, it's still mutter. So the Gemara name, Moisev Rav Zutroi. The said halacha by Beitz by Yom Tov, Masikin v'kelim. On Yom Tov, you want to make a fire in order to bake with, so you're not allowed to first strike a match on Yom Tov. But if you have fire burning already, you're allowed to put wood into the fire to make it burn more. So Masikin v'kelim, you're allowed to take a wooden chair and put it into the fire on Yom Tov. If you have a broken chair, broken wood, that you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. Now, the Nishbru Amos, when did this chair, this wooden chair, break? If it broke on Erev Yom Tov, so why can't you burn it now on Yom Tov? Since this wooden chair broke on Friday, or Erev Yom Tov, so what is the wooden chair Oymit for now to burn with? So Avad on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use it, why can't you use it on Yom Tov? Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn wood on Yom Tov. Elo la'av b'Yom Tov. You have to say it burnt wood on, it broke on Yom Tov, the chair broke. And still we say, Ketoni, masikim b'kelim, v'yein masikim b'shir b'kelim. So you see, if a kli breaks on Yom Tov, we say it's muksa, and you're not allowed to use the broken pieces on Yom Tov. So it's not like a Yehuda. You see, a svar faket, if it breaks on Friday, it's mutter. But if it breaks on Yom Tov itself, then it's a svar, it's neulit. So a broken kli that broke on Yom Tov, it's muksa. So tomorrow, eli yitma hochi yitma. This is what you have to learn, pshan Rav Yehuda. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Machloikis, when do we have a Mishnah, the Machloikis now Mishnah, Shenishbru b'Shabbos. Like it's only a machlokes where this kli, this chair, or this glass, or this array with this kneading board broke on Shabbos. What's the machlokes? The Ma'as Sovar Muchinu. One says it's Muchinu. Hey, be it has some purpose now, even though it's only used for a bottle cap to cover a bottle, still it's called a kli, it's still Muchin. Well, Ma'as Sovar Nelotu. If you don't know, if you had a glass, that metchilo the glass was aimed to receive water in it, and now it breaks, and you can't use it to receive water in it anymore, it's called Nelot. It's not enough to say that you could use it to cover a bottle with. That's not the purpose. It was metchila. Metchila was a kli to mekabel water. It was a glass. Now if it breaks and it has no use at all of being mekabel, it's considered neulin. Something new came about on Shabbos, and that's muksa. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Avo me'era Shabbos, but lo yitzu the glass broke on Friday, then divrei hakol mutarim. Then everybody holds the kli is enough. A broken glass or broken wood that you could use the broken pieces to cover a bottle, then it's mutter to touch it on Shabbos. Since it broke on Friday, now there's broken pieces of wood. What is it oymit for? Friday, what is it oymit for? You're not going to use it for sitting on it anymore. It's broken wood. No, you're going to use it now to put on top of a bottle cap. So since on Friday it was oymit to use for a bottle cap, on Shabbos, Avad with mutter, even concept Yehuda. As when does Yehuda say that after kli breaks, you have to have the same use that it had before, only if it broke on Shabbos, because otherwise it would be neilut. But if it broke on Friday, true, so Friday, first you had a good jar. Now the jar broke. It's not right to be used for jar anymore. True, something new came out of it. A bottle cap came out of it. But I'll call upon him on Friday, you can use it for a bottle cap, so you can touch it on Shabbos also. But if it broke on Shabbos, then you've used it as a svara, no, it's neilut. But glass broke on Shabbos, and the broken pieces cannot be used as a glass, it's neilut. The Rabbanan say no, even though it broke on Shabbos, but since it has some use now, you could use it just to cover up a bottle cap, it's still called a kli, you could use it on Shabbos. That's what we hold. But we said, though, b'zman hazeh, though, you have to make sure that's something that could be used. Like usually broken glass, now a broken wood, we don't use it at all, we just throw it away, so now we'll blight muksa then. But chair, wooden chair breaks in half, and the wood is just aimed to throw away, so that it's muksa on Shabbos. Right, Tony Chod, masikin v'kelim, you're allowed to burn a wooden chair on Yom Tiv, v'ein masikin v'shir v'kelim. But you're not allowed to burn a broken kli. It's a broken kli, it's called muksa. V'tan idach, another bright, it says, kishem shemasikim v'kelim, kach masikim v'shir v'kelim. No, on Yom Tiv, you're allowed to burn even a broken chair. A chair that broke on Yom Tiv, still you could burn the wood. V'tan idach, a third bright, it says, ein masikim, you can't burn, loy v'kelim, not a whole chair, v'loy v'shir v'kelim, not a broken chair. It's called a series of three brights. And the Gemara, Ho Rebbe Yehuda, the one that says you can't burn a broken kli that goes according to Rebbe Yehuda that holds for muksa. Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Yehuda usually is machmir in muksa, and Rebbe Shimon is mekel. Rashi, Ho Rebbe Yehuda, masikim bekelim, and Rebbe Yehuda holds if it's a good chair, it's not muksa. You can take the chair and throw it into the fire. But we ain't masikim b'shivre kelim. The istlei muksa, Rebbe Yehuda holds for muksa. V'noilat kelim, lav muksa ninu. Islay muksa v'noilat. Yeah. Now kelim lav muksa ninu. Stam a kli is not called muksa. Abishvarim neilat ninu. Abishvreihem neilat ninu. But the broken piece of the kli, that's called a neilat. At the beginning of Yom Tov, you had a chair. Now when Yom Tov, the chair broke in half, it's not a chair anymore. It's pieces of wood. That's considered neilat. That's muksa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hol Rabbi Shimon. Rashi Hod the Tani Masik Mishnayim. You allowed to even burn the broken chairs. That's from Shimon. The less play muksa, less than nil. He doesn't know it's from a svar of nil than muksa. We say no. At least we'll see more in the sugyas. At least he's more makel than Yehuda. Havad is certain nil maybe he's masking too. But this is not a real nil. Because before Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, he had the chair. Like you have the whole wood here. Just the beginning of Yom Tov, it was able to sit on. Now in the middle of Yom Tov, it broke, he can't sit on it anymore. So if Shimon holds that much nerve to say something new came here that he didn't have at all before Yom Tov, it's not considered a new thing. You're allowed to touch it on Yom Tov. Ho Reb Nechemya. And the one that says you can't burn anything, that's Reb Nechemya. Sadrash Reb Nechemyi. The Yomer ain't kli nitil el tzorach tashmishiyam yuchid loy. V'hai lab yuchid hu loy. The lab lasak koi. As we have before, Nechemya only says you could touch a spoon for the purpose of eating with the spoon. If you want to touch a chair, you could only move a chair for the purpose of sitting on the chair. But to take a chair, to throw it in the fire, to burn with, on Yom Tov, according to Nechemya, that's also. And we don't hold like a Nechemya. But that's his shita, that you only touch a kli for the purpose that the kli is aimed for. Amar Rav Nachman, Hani Livni, if you have bricks, the Ishtayim Binyana, you are building a house, and you finish building, and you have bricks left over. You should know, Sharla Tetelinu, you're allowed to move it now on Shabbos. It's not muksa anymore, these bricks. Why? The Chazal Mizgo Alayu. Now it's not aimed to build with anymore. You finish building. What are you going to do with these bricks now? You're going to sit on it. You use like a chair. But since it's right to sit on, it has a shame kli on it. Trashi the Yaiso, Shishlim Binyana, you finished building the house already. Now that you finished the house, you're not going to use these bricks anymore for building. Elalashivalayim, it was a derech then to sit on these bricks. The terrace kli alayim, since it's aimed to sit on these bricks, it's called a kli, you're allowed to sit on it on Shabbos and use it. Vaita. Then it's malachtal yisr. Yeah, it's aimed to build with. And it could be smoke, some machaskar and kiss, you mark, but not to use it for anything else. Sharginu, let's say you pile them up. Then vadiyaktinu. If you piled up the bricks, it's a raya. You still want to use them for building? Then it's muks. You can't use it. Shrashi shaginu. Isidron zuazu. You pile them up one on top of another. Vadiyaktinu tzarich binyan acher. You zich have to ask now to take these bricks to another house and build someplace else. So vadi it's muks. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. Cheres kitana, a small earthly kli that broke, is mutla taltal. You allowed to touch it. Bechotzer. In your own chotzer, in your own backyard, you can touch it. There's no issa muksa there. Why? Rashi, bechotzer, the shchichi bo kelim. Now that this kli cheres, this small earthly kli that broke, why are we saying it's not muksa? Because you could use it to cover up bottles. You could use it for cover. Now, where do you have bottles? In your own backyard, you have bottles. So if the kli breaks in your backyard, since there, you could use it as a cover, it's mutter. Rashi, the shchichi bo kelim. Shacheres hazer royal el nekisui. But there is kli alone. Therefore, it's called a kli. So tomorrow, I have a karmel sloy. If you have this broken kli cheres, and the karmel supplies muksa. Trashi have a bekarmelis loy, have le bekarmelis, have filu b'tech dal damis. It's like books, you can't even touch tech dal damis. T'le shchichi bei mani, because in the karmelis you don't have kelim. T'le chos lechsuye, since it's this mokim right now in the karmelis, you can't use this to cover anything, you don't have kelim there, it's not called a kli. That's what Shmuel wanted to say. We have Nachman the day Omar, nein have filu bekarmelis. Even the karmelis it's mutter. Ava b'shus rabim loy. When it's just a rabbin, do you know? There is no kelim, there's not shchich at all. For Rav, the Lachmi hold like Rav though, for Rav Rav Mishno, afilu b'rishus a rabbin. No. No matter where this kli cheres is, since at certain places it's roy to use it for a kli to cover, it retains the same kli all over. So the Marav Yaz the Rav l'time, Rav goes to Shitosai. The Rav evi ka'ozil v'risko de Mechuza. Rav was walking through the rishus a rabbin in Mechuza. Now, Esvosei Mesane, Tina, his shoes got full of mud in the Rishus Rabbim. Esvosei Shmaya, his shamish came, Shoko Chaspa, his shamish picked up the Rishus Rabbim, a broken piece of Kli Cheres, a broken piece of earthly Kli, and he started to clean off his shoes with it. So why? Because Yeld is not called Muksa, but since this Kli could be used to cover up a bottle, it's not called Muksa. Now, Rome Bei Rabbonin called, Rabbonin there started to scream. And Omar, and he the Rabbanan told the Shabbos, Muksa, don't touch it on Shabbos. Is Omar, the Rav answered him back, Loi mistayed, loi gemiri, it's not enough that you Rabbanan don't know yourself, no nigra nami gemigmiri, you're telling other people what to do. Hey, ilu, but you know, the loch with this mutter. So what are you telling me not to do it for? You're telling other people not to do it. It's dead enough, you don't know the loch, but don't tell other people the wrong halacha. As far as like this, ilu, but chots are heavy. If this broken kli cheris would be in your own backyard, Milo have chazi lechsuya be money, aren't you masking there is called a kli? Because there you could use it to cover up bottles with. Here in the Shus Rabim, it still has a shame kli on it, and since I'm using it now to clean my shoes, it's called a kli and it's mutter. That's Rava Swarim. So be it has a shame kli anywhere, no matter where it is, even though it's in the Shus Rabim, and there you can't use it, it's still called a kli. The same svar applies to anything. You have a spoon in the Shus Rabim. So don't say the svar, but Shus Rabim, there's no food there. So you can't use the spoon for eating, so with Shus Rabim, the spoon should be muksa. No, since the spoon is roy to be used in your house, no matter where it is, it's called a kli. That's Rabbi's svar, that's where we hold halacha. Amri Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Maguf is chavis. Shenichtato, maguf is a barrel of wine that it broke, and the word in the magufa usually means the covering also broke. Is mutla tatlu b'Shabbos. You're allowed to touch the broken pieces on Shabbos. Why? Because they could be used to cover up other bottles with. Tanya nami yochi magufa. If the barrel itself shenichtato, he v'shivrei. He and the broken pieces are mutla tatlu b'Shabbos. Avishno v'la yispas mimenu shever lechasas bar sekli. Yispas mean you can't Rashi. You can't take one of these pieces of wood from the broken barrel and start smoothing it out. Shrash la yispas means yisakin. You can't be misakin the wood. La hata blitosta, if you have sticking out splinters in the wood, you want to pick off the splinter to smooth it out, for yuxin, b'shabis, the over clear, the makapatish. Since you're smoothing out this wood to make it usable, that's the malachas of makapatish. So you can't smooth out the wood on Shabbos. To use it the way it is, you're allowed to use it, because even though it's a broken kli, it could be used to cover other things with it. What then, you could use it like wood to put underneath your bed, to hold up your bed. If you take these broken pieces of the barrel and throw it in the garbage, then a blives mukser. Once the bialim threw it away on Shabbos, nobody could touch now a blives mukser. Because the Gemara maskela rapopo ela meyata zorok le'leglima hochin amad yosser. Hey, look, you see, someone takes a shirt, a good shirt, takes this jacket and throws it in the garbage. You know, tell me now it becomes mukser and nobody's allowed to use it. Like, why not? It's still usable. It's still called a kli. The fact you threw it away, it's not, doesn't make it nice kli. If you threw it away on Friday, then it becomes ois kli. If you threw away these broken pieces on Friday, the pshat is you megala das that this is not called a kli. So really, the Gemara's teretz is a little missing. So Tosfos also says, Tosfos says hashta leporach elamiyat glima azara glima mevayjoyim. The Chur the Gemara shalech the kasha. If you take your shirt and throw your shirt in the garbage on Friday, he can say you can't use it anymore on Shabbos. So tell you, the chivin lehevi muchim vayjoyin lechled muyer leglima. There's no sushtel to glima. Avad, here we're talking about a broken piece of wood. Now, a broken piece of wood really is not called a kli. But the only reason why it would be a kli is if it's aimed for you to use it to cover things, it still retains its shame kli. But if you take this broken kli and throw it in the garbage, you're showing you have no more use from it. So male, it's mutter. Male, it's aset, not called a kli at all. My shank in a shirt or anything that's really a kli, if you take a good share and you throw it in the garbage, that doesn't make it a kli, that wouldn't make a muksa. Since the maisa, the kli is roy to be used, it's called a kli, it wouldn't be muksa, you could use it. So on this, the Gemara doesn't ask the question, now what about a real shirt? However, there's something that's a real kli, even though you throw it, it wouldn't become muksa. It's only here that it's a broken kli, so it's only a kli, calls them on the bialim, will use it. The bialim shows it doesn't want it anymore, about it becomes muksa, it's not usable. Omar Shmuel, krumis, Shel machzolis mutl tatlo m'shabes. Krum yeshel machzolis means you have a mat, and the piece of the mat come off on Shabbos, but the piece of the material you can still use it on Shabbos. Not called muksa. Why not? My timer. Amarova barhamduri asavruli machzolis guful amaychati. What do you use a mat for on Shabbos? It's a cloth that's made for a mat. It looks you may have for if you have some dirt on the floor, you put the mat on top of the dirt to cover up the dirt. That's what you use a mat for. Then you have the pieces that come off the mat, the small pieces of the material, it's also used to cover up dirt or to clean off dirt. So since its ikka purpose is cleaning up dirt, it can still be used, the small pieces can still be used to cover up dirt. It came off an old mat, is mutter. Sadly, the Baram Duri Pirsi times of Dover, the Chazbay Afara, Oymed Lechazes Boitsoya. What do you use a mat for to cover up the schmutz? Inamish La Yalarov. You also want to put the mat down that the dirt, the dust, shouldn't come up. As a bizarre, the leftover pieces, you can also use to clean up dirt with. Omri Abzerb, the other the Chilit though. Omri Abzerb Amarav. Shiore Peruzmiois. Shrashi Peruzmiois means talisois. If you have a talis, like a shirt, and the shirt now ripped in pieces, and you have small pieces from the shirt. So if you have a shirt or a talis, and you have the pieces now, the leftover pieces of the shirt, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos of Lives Muksa. And what's the svara? Because the shirt is not meant to cover up dirt. A shirt is meant to wear. So if you have small pieces that you can't wear, it's not usable right now, Samela Lives Muksa. We're talking about these small shmatnis though, and not even the size of three etzboys by three etzboys. If they're so small, then they're not roy for anybody to use, so therefore, kibayz muksa. And if they'll be three by three, they're roy for niyim to use. But less than that, it's not usable, because these are not shmatnis used for cleaning. These are like shmatnis used for wearing. So if it's not wearable, you can't use a bayz muksa. But the first case, the krum yeshem achzolos, the whole purpose is to use metchila, is only to clean up the dirt with. So even with the small pieces, you can also clean up the dirt with. That's where some of us learn. Other of us learn, no, matloni should be the same svara. If you have a talis, a shirt, so what? Now that small pieces come off the shirt, let it also be a shmata though. Good, you can't use it to wear, but why is it worse than pieces come off a mat? What do you do with the pieces came off the mat? You'll clean up schmutz. You'll take away the dirt or you cover up the dirt. So the broken pieces that come off your talus, you should also use to cover up the dirt. So why is it blei muksa? Well, some of first one, our Gemara here, dafka means a talus shel mitzvah. It means dafka talus shel mitzvah, so there the broken off pieces you're not allowed to use for davar meguna. Since the talus was once a dvar shel mitzvah, you're not allowed to use the broken pieces to clean up dirt with. You could only use it for a tashmish that's bekovedik. So since it's so small, there's no bekovedik a tashmish, that's why blei muksa. And so that's the chilek. The first case is talking about any type of material, and the second case is dafka by a talish or mitzvah. Another before Hashem learned, no, it's only a mat that metchilu, it's only to clean dirt with. Mashenk and a shirt, it's not only to clean dirt with. Even small pieces still blei muksa. Tana Rabbanan, shivrei tanur, a broken pieces of an oven, yoshin, an old one, harang, chol hakelim. It's like all, like our Mishnah, hani tolim b'chotzer. That you allow to touch the broken pieces of the oven, even on Shabbos, divrei Rav Meir, self Rav Meir. You're not allowed to touch the broken pieces of the oven on Shabbos. Heyed Rav Yosef Shemalozer ben Yaakov, al shivrei tanner yoshin. He said, Edis, that an old tanner that broke, shenitolim b'Shabbos, that you are allowed to touch the broken pieces on Shabbos, just like our Mishnah says. It was done, it has some use, these broken pieces. Since it has some use, it's still called a kli. V'al kisuyov shenitzorech b'siyat. He also said the cover of the oven, you're allowed to touch the cover even though it doesn't have a base yard without a handle. It's not called muksa. It's called a kli. as long as this kli, the cover, is meant to cover the oven, even though it doesn't have a beis yada handle, still it's not muksa. That was the two edus he said. So Rashi, Tanar Yoshen Shekvar Husek means you once already used this oven. The chros of koshim and the earthly part of it is hard. The chazalim locha, it's aimed to be used for locha. As a rank of holakelim, kind of first book tayyab tamayim. Soon we'll see what the machoikis is. The akisuya shotaner. If you have the cover for an oven, she'eno it tzorech beis yad. You should know it doesn't need a handle to the cover. The balav beis achiza without the handle, metaltlen lay. You allow to still touch the cover of the oven. O plukti b'mastis and iklam on the oven bein beis achiza. So we'll soon see later. Some say you do need a beis achiza, some say you don't need a beis achiza. So here he was made, you do not need a beis achiza. For the Gemara b'Maikim Miflagei, what's this machlokes for a Meir and Rabbi Yehuda if you allow to touch the broken pieces of an old tanner? That means an oven that was once already used, it's nice and hard, now it breaks on Shabbos, can you touch the broken pieces? Are they muks or not? Omer Abaye wants to say it's a machlokes like Al Mishnah. V'oysin mein malocha, v'yein oysin mein malachna k'miflagei. V'yoz the Rabbi Yehuda l'tamayu, Rabbi Meir l'tamayu. We're talking about this oven broke now on Shabbos. So Matchilan oven is Oymer to bake inside. Now that the oven broke in half, you can't bake with it inside. You could only use the broken pieces to cover up a bottle with. So Yehuda says in the Mishnah that's not enough. Yehuda says the Shuvra Kalim has to be Me'ain Malacha Rishayna. So that's why Yehuda says this broken oven is also to touch on Shabbos. But the Rameya holds like the Mishnah, no. As long as it has any use now, just to cover up other Kalim, it's still Mutter. So that's the Machlaikis here, the same Machlaikis in the Mishnah. That's the pshat. Why do they have to have a machlokes dafka by the broken pieces of a tanner? Let there be standard machlokes like our Mishnah. So machlokes, any clay that breaks, any jar that breaks, if it could be used for the same purpose, or no, it can only be used for new purposes, the muksa or not. So what's the machlokes dafka by a tanner? No, it's of a special machlokes only by the broken pieces of this special tanner. We'll soon see which tanner. It's not. You put an oven on top of the bor, on top of a ditch. Or else a pi hadus. A dus is also type of a ditch that's in the binyan. In a house, like you have a hole there. So you put the oven on top of the hole. V'nosan shom oven. And you put an oven to wedge the tanner into the hole. Although the tanner wasn't like our oven. They used to have just like they used to use the floor or the dirt floor for the floor of the oven, and they just build like a cage on top of it. There'll be four walls around it, and then they'll have a cover on top of it. That was their oven. They put fire inside it, and it was surrounded all four sides, so Mela kept the heat inside. Now you want to put this oven now, these four walls, on top of the bor. As you're not using the ground, there's a hole there. So you want to use like the dirt of the floor, of the bor to be the dirt of the tanner. Now you're putting the tanner inside the hole. So you want to make sure it doesn't fall into the bor. So you put a stone to wedge it in. It should be tight. V'nosen shom evin. Rabbi Yehuda Roimer. Imasik milamata. If you could put the fire on the bottom of the ditch, on the bottom of the hole. V'nisik mamala. In other words, and you made that the top of the tanner is nice and closed in. That the hevel, the air, the hot, the heat, will come up into the tanner, and you can bake that way. Then taka tumeya. That's called the good tanner and taka mitami. V'yim lav, tor. But let's say by stop putting the fire on the bottom of the hole, it's not enough. The tanner on top of the hole is too far away from the heat on the bottom. So you can't put the coals on the bottom of the floor of the ditch. So you have to, vice versa, make a new floor on top of the hole, and there you put the heat. That will make enough hot into the tanner. V'yim lav, if you can't put the heat on the bottom, then it's tor. Such a tanner is not called a tanner, it's called Torah. It's not called the clear to Makabal Tumma. We'll soon see why not. Even though you only have to put, you can only use it by putting the fire in the top part of the oven, but still, since you could bake in this oven, Havadis Makabal Tumma is called a clear. Tommy. For the Gemara of Maikim, what's this Machlekes here? Is such a tanner of Makabal Tumma or not? The Gemara of Haikroa, this Posik. Posik says, Tano Vikirayim Yutats. There has to be an oven that's possible for you to utah to break. Tameim heim or tameim yilachem. They're tomei and they remain tomei. If you discover mechusa netitza tomei. If you have a tanner that's only mechusa netitza, as Rashi's mazbom, if the tanner is built into the ground, part of the ground, so then all you have to do is make a little netitza, just crack a little bit, that's called netitza. Then it's tomei. Of a shein mechusa netitza. If it's not mechuba to the ground, it's on top of the ground. Then netitza means nothing. The only way you break is by shavar. You have to break the old kli. Then it's takator. Stam makabel tumah. Rabbanan tzav renein to meyim yilachem. The positive next words meyim yilachem mikol makom. It's makabel tumer anyway. Let's see Rashi on this. Rashi, not Rashi. V'chi ein the korv liyotz if the tanner is not near the ground, ein lacha tanner nitotz mizeh. V'chi ein lacha lakayim boi tanner b'krayim yutatz. The netitza lo shayach ele b'binya mechuber. Netitza is only tight if the tanner is built into the ground, then when you give it a crack, it's called a titza. Of a g'shein mechuber, but when the tanner is not mechuber to the ground, then shvira shayach ibei. It's not called a titza, give it one bang. It's called shvira, you have to break the whole thing. So that's the machlekes. If it's not attached to the ground, could this tana be mekabel tumra not? And the rabbanon say, an extra pasuk says, "Tumein yilachem." That's mekabel tumra. Yilachem. Tomorrow mikol makom. For rabbanon, for the name yoksiv yutatz. I the pasuk says yutatz mashma the tana has to be mechubel karker and not here. That's above the ground. It's the other way. The south with the chamina. Kivon the chabri ba'aryon. Maybe in the case where you put a regular tanner, you put it into the ground. It's kagufa the arya dummy. Maybe it becomes part of the ground, and it's not makabel tumra at all. Kamash mulon. That's no. Even though you put a tanner and cemented it into the ground, it's not cold like the ground. It's makabel tumra. For the more of either Reb Yehuda nami yoksiv to name yilachem, it's mashma any time a tanner is tamei. How could Reb Yehuda mashmuel? Then Reb Yehuda mashmuel machlekes pasuk rishon. It's only machlekes the first time you use this tanner when it's not strong. Aba pasuk sheni. That means first you had this tanner attached to the ground and you used it once it was burnt. It was, you heated up. Then it got a shem kli afilu toli b'tzaver gomel. No matter where you have this tanner now, even if it's hanging like a mushel, it's on the neck of a camel, still it's makabel tumah. That's what the extra pasuk comes to tell us. Amar ula v'hesek rishon, but the first time you burn it l'rabbonin afilu toli b'tzaver gomel, it would also be makabel tumah. That's what comes out according to rabbonin. Maslo ravashi, if that's the pshat yochi ad miflugi b'shivrei tanner. What do you have to be machlekes in the broken part of the tanner? Liflik b'tana gufo. There should be machlekes in Hilchas tanner itself. Hashtu tana gufo. Rabbi Yehuda lehevi mono. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says, this tanner, since it's not attached to the ground, it's not makabotum, it's not called a kli. Obazai shvor mi boy, you have to tell me the broken part of this tanner is muksa. Heiz madach this tanner, since it's not attached to the ground, it's not called a kli. Treat it's muksa. So this can't be pshat. We're talking about, like we learned before, we're talking about a regular oven that broke on Shabbos. And the shailah is now, you can't use it for the same purpose it was used before Shabbos. Is that muksa or not? We're talking about now, Mitchila used to bake by putting the coals inside it, and it'll make the heat inside it. Now, since it broke, you can't put the coals inside it, you can only put the coals on the outside of it. That's called tafka, like baking on a flat piece of metal. Reb Meir, Advar of Reb Yehuda, Komer. Reb Meir now is even dinsa according to Reb Yehuda. His livid, the Reb Meir says, according to myself, afilu b'yaisa main melochem. Be it does any melochem, it's enough. So this broken tanner avadi you'll add a touch on Shabbos, because you could use it to cover other kelim, still called a kli. Elul yidoch, Reb Meir talking to Reb Yehuda, even according to you, that you hold the broken kli is only mutter, as it could do me'ein, the first melochem, oidili b'moidetim mimiyum, the guy gav the melachtu. This is also called a melocha, since you could bake with this, not inwards, but you can bake on the outside, it's like an open frying pan now. If you have Yehuda name like dummy, hosa mesekim efnim, a regular tana you bake inside it, that's called baking. Hosa mesekim b'chutz, here since it's open, it's cracked open now, you can only have the heat on the outside of it, and hosa mumid, before it's standing, hosa le mumid, that's not dummy to baking. Even though you have like a flat piece of metal, a flat piece of klicheris, that you can heat it up, and put cookies and bake on it, the view though, that's not called baking. It's not dummy to aim the first oifen of the tana. Therefore, view though, it's still called muksa. That's this machlekes here. It's named the machlekes of the Mishnah, where the tana broke in half, and Reb Yehuda holds it has to be the same melacha, and so that's the machlekes. Reb Meir holds this is called baking. Reb Yehuda holds no, it's not called baking. Baking means inside. In Mashenken here, we have to bake outside. That's not doima. Right, we'll stop.